They do say that cats have 9 lives. Well, Flossie, officially the world's oldest living cat, has had way more than 9 lives and counting. The tortoiseshell feline is almost 27, which is a human equivalent age of over 120 years old. Well, Flossie's now in the Guinness World Records, and her very proud owner, Vicky Green, joins us now from Orpington in southeast London. Good morning, Vicky.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How's Flossie coping with all the attention?
I don't think she really even knows what's going on. I show her TV and little pictures of her on the phone, but she doesn't really get it.
How did Flossie come into your life?
I have recently moved into sort of a flat on my own, and I thought I really want a senior cat. I've always sort of loved them. My previous cat lived till 22, which is still old for cats. And I thought, I hate the thought of them spending their last years in a cage. So I found Flossie on Cats Protection. I did think, 26. I was like, I think they must have put a typo on there. She can't be that old. But I inquired about her and they said, no, she's definitely 26. So I thought, oh, she's perfect. I'll give her a nice retirement home. So she kind of came in that way.
Oh, wonderful of you. And do you know much about her life story before you adopted her?
So I was told that her original owner found her when she was a kitten outside a hospital. And she had her for 10 years until she passed away. Then her sister took her on for another 14 years until she passed away. And then her son took her on, but because of, you know, circumstances, she's a very old cat, she needs special care. He had to make the difficult decision to give her up, unfortunately.
And now you've got her. And when Flossie turns 27, I believe you'll both be the same age.
Yeah, yes, we will.
So what do you feed Flossie? How do you keep her in good health?
Well, she likes her whiskers. She only eats wet food due to only having 3 teeth.
Aww.
But she sort of will eat everything in the bowl. She has whiskers, and she's got a renal diet as well, but she doesn't actually need it. They've just kind of recommended to kind of keep her healthy. But because she only eats wet food, it's sort of good to have that down at the same time, but she doesn't necessarily need it.
And what sort of cat is she in terms of her temperament?
She's very relaxed, I'd say, but also quite needy. When she wants attention, she'll sort of just sit on you and demand to be stroked until she's had enough, and then she'll leave. But she's very affectionate. She's very friendly to anyone that comes in. If you sit on the sofa, she jumps straight on your lap. She's just a very sweet girl.
And how about, you know, her ability to just get about, you know, hearing and her eyesight and, you know, generally?
She is completely deaf. She can't hear at all. She's partially sighted, but I had to sort of get a few things to make it easier for her. She's got a night light so that she can see her sort of toilet and everything. But I did buy ramps before bringing her home so that she could get up on the bed on the sofa, but she doesn't use them. She just walks straight past them and jumps up by herself. She's very agile.
Yeah. Do you live alone, did you say?
I do, yeah.
So, and have you had many cats in the past?
I had, my previous cat was my family cat, but we had her from when she was 4 till 22, so I've only had one previous cat, but I've had her for a long time.
So obviously an absolute massive cat lover. Not many people would take on a cat that age, knowing that, you know, some of the health issues that she might have.
Yeah, I think there's pros and cons to it, but ultimately it's heartwarming, and I feel happy knowing that I'm giving her a nice sort of retirement home. You know, she gets whatever she wants. She's getting all treats all the time. And I think she's, you know, having a good sort of time.
And do Cats Protection help out? Do they help you out with food and or with anything like that, or with perhaps the vet bills?
Yes, so they gave me a month of free insurance, and all the sort of food. When I adopted her, I got sort of about 3 weeks worth of food, her bed, some litter as well. So they kind of gave me everything I needed to get started.
Well, that's good. And does she go outside?
She doesn't, no. I think it's a bit too dangerous for her.
Yeah, yes, you're absolutely right. Well, the oldest cat ever, I believe, Cream Puff, lived to be 38 years and 3 days. Do you reckon Flossie can beat that?
She's got a good running, I think. She doesn't seem like she's out of sorts yet, so we'll see.
Did you get a photo taken a lot? I imagine she does, because I've seen a picture of her.
Yeah, I take quite a lot of pictures.
And do you?
Guinness World Records came around and took loads as well.
How did they prove it? The Guinness World Records always want proof. So what sort of proof did you have to give them that Flossie was 26? Or did the
It was Cats Protection that called me and said, I think she might be the oldest in the world. Do you mind if we go to Guinness World Records and check? And I said, no, I don't mind, because they've got all her previous vet history because she'd gone through family members. So I think that's sort of lucky in that way that they've had the record since she was a kitten.
Yeah, wonderful. And if you could encapsulate it in terms of, I think it's probably many things, but the secret to her long life, what do you think it's been or is?
I think she's just so sassy. She just doesn't seem to care about anything. She just, you know, if she wants food, she'll sit there and stare at you until you give her some food. And she's just very sort of relaxed and likes to get her way.
Wonderful.
I think it's a tortoiseshell trait.
A tortoiseshell trait. You're obviously very well matched. And do you go out during the day? I mean, are you away from home?
I do sometimes. I work from home often as well, so I kind of here and there. But she's fine. She sleeps on her own most of the time anyway. She's asleep right now.
I bet she's got a lovely bed.
Well, I did buy her a couple of beds, but she likes my bed or the sofa, which is fine.
Does she keep you awake?
She doesn't in the night, but when it gets to about 6, then she's ready to get up.
Has she got a good meow?
Oh, yeah, it's very loud.
What does it sound like?
I think because she can't hear it, so she doesn't realise how loud she is.
Can you copy it?
It's like a howl. No, I can't do it.
Oh, come on.
It's very, very loud.
Is it just like a normal cat meow? Not one of those Burmese
like
type?
Sort of a yowling, sometimes a bit of a screech when she's on a mission.
To get food?
I don't really know sometimes. Sometimes she's still got food left over and I'll give her more, but she just doesn't need it yet, so she'll just carry on going. I don't know if it's her morning sing-song.
Oh, very good. Oh, thanks so much for talking to us. And, yeah, say hello to Flossie for us. Not that she'll acknowledge it.
Try
to hear it. No. And, yeah, great. And so what have you got planned for the day in Orpington?
I'm just going to work from home today and probably have Flossie on my lap during the day.
Delightful. Thanks so much, Vicky. Been good talking to you.
Thank you, and you.
Bye-bye. It's Vicky Green with the world's oldest cat, living cat, almost 27. And yet when she turns 27, they'll both be the same age. That's quite something.